Hi, this is Sue Myrick, and I want to talk to you about the credit crisis. I do believe that we're on the cusp of a very serious credit meltdown in this country. In fact, for a lot of people, the credit crisis is very severe. As I said when I did my last message last week, you know, if nothing was done, the markets would have frozen up, credit markets. As you probably saw, the state of California and Massachusetts have said, hey, we've got a big problem. If nothing's done, we don't have any credit. And even Mecklenburg County here locally told me that their debt service costs are escalating so fast that they've got to make some tough decisions of either cutting back services or laying off people. I mentioned to you on my last message that I had spent 3 days calling small business people that I've known, you know, some for 20 or 30 years, and their businesses were doing good, or they are doing good, a good bottom line, and yet they're frozen out and can't get credit. And they told me if nothing was done, the next thing is their employees are going to start losing jobs. Massive unemployment, something I don't want to see, or forced layoffs. You know the effect that has on our economy. One car dealer said that 2/3 of all the people who applied for a car loan on his lot last week were denied a loan, even though they had excellent credit. We had a textile mill close in Kings Mountain. They said the credit problem was a big part of why they had to close. And so, in light of all that, I voted for a bill that we hope will help during this crisis. Let me be clear, I don't like the bill that I had to vote on, and I'm not going to defend it because it was filled with things that I don't like and I don't believe in. And this was the hardest decision of my life, because voting for a bill that I hate was like the decision I had to make to take chemotherapy and radiation when I had breast cancer. There was and is no guarantee it'll solve the problem. It was the same with this bill. One was a personal decision, you know, that affected just me, one person. But the bad bill affected 300 million people, and I couldn't risk doing nothing. We were simply out of time. According to one of my trusted financial advisors, we're seeing decades of history happening in weeks. I talked to an economist who works with business people all over the country, and he told me that he's never seen such fear in their eyes, except when he was in the World Trade Center on 9/11. People are asking me, how's this bill going to help me? Well, the loans the government will buy do have value. You know, there are homes behind them. And once the economy stabilizes and home values stop falling, those loans will be sold and the money will go to pay down our country's debt. And there are checks and balances on this money. You know, there's $250 billion that they can use to start with. And then there's an inspector general set up, and there's a board set up, and they have to come back to Congress and get permission, in effect, before additional funds can be used. So it's not just a blank check. But by voting no the first time, and I stand behind that vote, we forced the Securities and Exchange Commission to change the accounting values so loans can be listed at fair value. That's going to make a difference in freeing up credit with the banks. Also, the FDIC insurance limits were raised from $100,000 to $250,000, which helps small businesses with that same problem of payroll and capital. And there are some other tax provisions in there that benefit you individually. I believe in doing what needs to be done for you and our country. And this was a time, with the credit crisis we're in, that I felt I needed to vote for that bill. And either you believe the fact that we are in a credit crisis or you don't. I do. If you agree with that, then you'll understand my vote. And if you don't, you probably never will. I'm old enough to remember the effects of the Great Depression, and no doubt about it, if the credit markets do freeze up, commerce will grind to a halt. Not a slowdown, but a complete freeze. That action would lead to a deep recession, possibly depression, and I felt it had to be avoided. Let's hope this works.